You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Playbook with Joe, Rob and Anika.
I'm missing fucking Emmerdale for this.
Just to make it clear, I think we should all go to Wellington and protest the colour orange. Screw all this like anti-vax stuff. Yeah. We should be protesting the colour orange.
Yeah, red and yellow. Red and yellow. What's all that about?
The colour?
The colour orange.
Don't like it.
Such a...
Oh, right, just in general. Well, you know, the colour orange is the newest colour. Like, it's the youngest colour. Because orange used to be, what we know as orange, used to be purely defined as either light red or dark yellow for years and years until it got put into its own colour category. Fun fact of the day.
Yeah, well, we don't like
it. So is this just about you guys not liking the colour?
No, we want to protest against something. We agree with most things, but we don't like the colour orange.
Exactly.
Do we have an alternative? For the people?
Oh, I should have thought about that before. Green.
So everything orange is now green.
That's blue and yellow.
But if we're using the same logic as the people down in Wellington now, no, we don't have an alternative.
Anyway, so true.
All right.
Yeah. Plus, as well, when you go to Wellington, the cake tin, it's all orange seats. So when there's no one in there, it's too orange.
It is too orange. It's quite an alarming colour.
Yeah.
Man.
So was that the one thing that you two could agree on?
Pretty much.
To dislike, right. Yeah. Got it.
Tēnā koutou katoa, no mai haere mai. Welcome to 95BFM's The Playbook with Rob, Joe and Anika.
Yay! Guys, sorry.
How are we doing?
Yeah, terrific.
So good. I'm very energetic. I just downed a Red Bull. I never do that. I feel crazy.
Wow.
Anika has some really cool nails in the studio today.
I know, wait. Hold up, guys.
Yeah, good.
Listen to this.
Wow.
I hope that came through.
Yeah, except you can't really type that word that well.
I can't do anything. I literally can't. I feel like an invalid.
But did you... I'm sort of thinking to yourself, maybe you did it on purpose so you don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. You are a genius.
That's fantastic logic until the last two nights where all of my flatmates are out and I've been the only person in the fucking flat and I can't press the incinerator button or take out the trash.
Bonus.
On the bright side, it was a big weekend of sport, so you had enough time to watch all the sport. Yeah, let's just jump into everyone's highlight reel.
Right, well, okay. Right. Every now and again, I have what could be described as a really bad sporting week, right? When I go on a missing list, basically, I go off grid and I don't care about anything. And this is one of those times. And I'll tell you why. I set myself up for these moments by the fact I started thinking things were getting really good at Tottenham. And it was my fault. I used to have no expectation strategy. But we've had three losses in a row, and it's not going to get any easier because we're away to Man City next weekend. They're going to basically put us in a spliff and just smoke us. It's basically about damage control. So this week, that's all I'm going to say about football because I don't care at the moment. I'll be better next week. But on a positive note, cricket. Lots of cricket going on at the moment. New Zealand women's cricket team are playing 5 one-day internationals against India. They've won the first two, quite convincingly, and they won the T20 match. And then on the 4th of March, New Zealand play West Indies in the first match of the women's one-day international World Cup.
Fantastic.
There's games all over the place. Should be really, really good. I'm looking forward to it. Oh, there's a few games in Auckland as well. And Australia, it looks like Australia are the favourites, unfortunately, because they're really quite good. And then you've got the men's team are playing a two-off test series against South Africa on the 17th of February. I never understand why they only have two matches because it can end up being a draw, really. You should have three or five test matches so you can win 3-2 or whatever. Yeah. Just seems a bit stupid. And then Australia are coming over for T20 series, which is a waste of time. Test matches
waste
is what,
of time.
Well, I'm a bit of a purist when it comes to cricket. I understand why people like T20 because it's over really quickly. But I've been to test matches, a 5-day test match, and it's ended up as a draw, and it's been super exciting. Unless you're into it, you won't get it. But I do love it.
But for cricket lovers, it is.
Yeah. T20 is good because it teaches players different skills and all that.
Yeah.
But test matches is what it's all about.
Because for me, who's like not super into cricket, that's the one downfall.
Yeah, well, exactly. And New Zealand are actually world champions as a test nation. They won the World Cup. No, one day, as I think it was. Or it could be, no, I can't forget now. Anyway, that's it for sport for me. I don't care about anything. Bye.
Fantastic.
Just real bad.
You know what?
Attitude.
Rob's a little bit dark this week. No, but
I am.
Over to me.
No, is I'm it? Off. See you later. go on, man. It's you.
Sweet. UFC 271 was on the weekend. Israel Adesanya retained his middleweight world title against Robert Whittaker in their rematch. Great fight. Wasn't as eventful as their last fight.
With UFC and that, you always expect someone to batter someone else. And when it ends up when they don't, is that a disappointment? Is that the mad thing to say?
For some people, maybe. But if you understand the technical side of the sport, you kind of just understand that that's a part of the sport.
Also, because like the two fights before the main, those both ended in knockout, eh?
Yeah, they were quite brutal as well. Especially the heavyweight fight, which, in fact, the pub I work at, a guy actually got up in front of everyone there and did a shoey for Tai Tuivasa, knocking out Derek Lewis. He's like, give me your shoes.
That was so sick. I know.
Cool. What does that mean?
A shoey, so he pours his beer into his shoe and then drinks it out of the shoe.
Rob's face is in his hands.
He's shocked.
Well, so this guy finishes his fights and then he'll like walk down and everyone's just handing him their shoes.
Shoes, and he's drinking with beer. And he just skulls it.
Wow.
Oi, Rob, what would have to happen for you to celebrate with a shoey? What would it take?
I shot them to actually win something.
It's on record.
I'll drink out of a flip flop. That's about it, really.
Rob.
Okay. Don't know how that works.
No, but exactly.
It doesn't.
That's
the whole point.
It was more of a patient fight. It was more of a points fighting thing.
Technical
fight. Yeah.
As opposed to bish bash bosh.
Yeah, exactly. But again, there was a lot of dispute over who won the fight. In my opinion, I think Israel had 3-2. A lot of people had it robbed, but I think the vast majority scored to Izzy.
Yeah, I feel like it was kind of majority in that game. Because didn't Whittaker come out after and try to say that he was robbed or something? And then
I don't think you can call that a robbery. I just think it was an extremely close fight. It was still a great fight nonetheless. We also had a lot of local fights. King of the Ring was on the night before, where we had Cam Ralston from City Kickboxing win. Mm-hmm. That was a great tournament. That's always fun to watch, the local scene. Our local boys at the UFC as well. Blood Diamond unfortunately didn't win his fight.
He was concussed, wasn't he, or something?
Well, he got choked out in the first round. He'll be back though. He'll come back even stronger. Bloods is a great fighter, and Carlos Olberg won his fight as well. So overall, the weekend was great for us New Zealanders. I just want to mention it was great seeing Israel Adesanya and Robert Whittaker fight, for the reason that. That's the two top middleweights in the world in their prime fighting each other, and it was extremely competitive. You don't see that very often in the world of combat sports.
Well, and you see a lot of sports like that. You get a team like really good and they never seem to play the team below them that are really good. It just doesn't seem to work out.
And that's what you want to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to get your money's worth. Yeah. And I think that Israel Adesanya versus Robert Whittaker was definitely
its
money's worth.
Yeah, man. That's it. I've been listening.
So, yeah. Otherwise, that was pretty much it for the world of combat sports. That was the big event on the weekend. I mean, if we're talking about American sports, obviously the Super Bowl was the day after, which...
We'll talk about that in a minute, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, true.
Okay.
I think now it's
me. Yeah, no, so I just wanted to, again, shout out our girl, Zoe Sadowski-Sinnott.
Forgot about that. She got a silver.
She got a silver in the women's big air. And so This is the fifth medal that New Zealand has ever won in the Winter Olympics.
And she's got two of them.
Three, because she won one in the previous Olympics.
Yeah.
So she's got a gold, silver, and bronze. And so she now has the majority share of our country's medals for the Winter Olympics. But yeah, no, fantastic. The person who beat her, the defending champ, Anna Gasser, who was from Austria, she's 30. She was very, like, you know, people were backing her heaps to win. She landed a 1260, which no one else managed to do. Zoe tried to on her third run and didn't, but her first run was fantastic. Her double cork 180 set her to the top of the standings, and she got a 93.25, and Gasser beat that in her final run with like a 95.05. So it was very close.
That will probably be that Austrian's last Olympics, wouldn't it? So
yeah. You never want to say anything like that for sure. Because
I just did, but I could be wrong.
For sure. Because you never know. But like, she's coming to the end of her career, whereas Zoe is just starting out. I think they're, you know, I say there might have been a disappointment there because Zoe did manage to land those jumps when she won double gold in the X Games. And she was a favourite for this event because she did obviously just win gold. But, you know, what? Just so lovely, so gracious about it. It was like fantastic. Yeah. Anna did so well. The jump was amazing. She deserved to win. I'm glad she won. And it was so nice.
She's had an incredible Olympic run, Zoe.
I know.
And
it's
like,
insane.
Yeah. She's so young. She's so young.
And
it seems
exciting
to be in the sport for so many years already.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, because she started, she was well on people's radar when she was, you know, a teenager, like 16 or so. But, you know, fantastic Olympic run. She's done really well. And, God, get those medals.
So, really, I think she should be our hero again of the week. Oh, not a hero, our good, well-done person.
Our well-done person of the week. No, fuck yeah, she can be our hero of the week.
Yeah, let's have a hero of the week.
She's done fucking amazing. And she also, like, it's extra nice because she seems like such a lovely girl. Yeah. You know, you love to see that. And so, fantastic. And that run from Anna Gasser, which she won, which, like, secured her the win, was a really, really dope run. So,
excellent, yeah.
Fantastic event. Do we want to transition over to the Super Bowl quickly?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't really have, I mean, People's Main Event Week, we don't really have one this week. So I think that we should really just go over sports over the last week or so, basically all the events that have happened so far, as well as any controversies. We've seen a few controversies even just over the last few days, so we'll go over those. Uh-huh. But if you guys want to start with the Super Bowl, the Rams beat the Bengals 23-20.
But now, apparently there was a lot of really bad refereeing, or whatever the referees are in American football, a lot of bad decisions right at the end of the game, from what I heard.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. Football referees don't tend to have the best reputations.
In terms of bias?
But, yeah, I don't... It's
stupid.
Or just bad calls.
What amazes me is they've got so much technology, goal lines, this, that and the other, and they still make the most basic, stupid mistakes.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know what's going on. Backhanders, probably.
Do we have any examples?
There was a lot of flags in the final, in the final quarter of that game. I do believe. I'm not sure why. I need to brush.
What
up
was
on
the
my
score?
Rules.
Does anyone have it off the top?
It
of
was
head?
20. It was 23-20 to the Rams.
Ooh.
So it was a close
That's
game. It was
tight.
A very competitive game as well.
But the most controversial bit and the best bit was the halftime entertainment.
Oh my God.
As well as. Like the celebrity appearances. Look, I feel like with the Super Bowl, not that many people cared about the actual game itself.
Who was there?
Exactly. It was more about the entertainment value of the show. And the halftime show was great. You know, it was Eminem.
How good.
Oh, yeah. Eminem, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg,
50 Cent, Mary J. Blige. Like, it was iconic.
Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, my God. It was iconic. And it was so Oh, it was so fire!
And who was sitting in the stands or whatever you call them, wearing a complete like balaclava face mask? Our
who else
rapper.
But our man Kanye?
Yeah, but like, what? Imagine paying $50,000 just to sit at the Super Bowl, like front row at the Super Bowl. With a full thing coming.
Did you
your
see
face.
Judd Apatow's tweets? So Judd Apatow was like sitting a bit behind Kanye, and he'd been like tweeting, saying he just overheard Kanye be like, "Why the fuck did I wear this mask? And now that I've worn it, I have to commit to it."
Yeah.
But okay. I don't
troubled,
know.
Troubled man.
I know. Going through it.
But I mean, the big controversy was when Eminem took the knee.
Yes.
Which
he was told not to do, allegedly.
But the NFL are quite renowned for being quite a racist organisation, allegedly. Got to say that after stuff now, because I know they'll be listening to this. We don't want to get taken off. Allegedly,
don't
they're
come
very
for
racist.
NFL.
But it's one thing. I mean, that whole taking the knee started off with Kaepernick, and then spread all over the world. It's still used in the UK in Premier League games. Players still take the knee. And I don't know whether they do still in American, in football in America. I don't know whether they still do it.
I don't know, but I think for me, it was good to see someone use their place of influence.
In a right way. Yeah,
because
sure.
Like, you know, I think you have to recognise he would have been told not to do it, but... one's going to openly come out after he's done it and be like, he shouldn't have done that, because the public backlash would just be too much.
Oh, I think Fox News and all that were going mad because they reckon the dancers were doing gang moves or something. Just
oh,
some
my
ridiculous.
God. Don't be... I'm not going to say it.
That's Fox. No, say it.
Fucking
Fox,
stupid.
Fox News for you, but there you go.
But yeah, I mean, it was so lit. Like, it was fun. It was the best halftime show I've ever seen.
I think it's interesting how controversies like that affect a player's legacy or their reputation. Like, it really did mess up. Like, Colin Kaepernick was an incredibly talented quarterback.
Yeah.
But obviously his view in terms of the Black Lives Matter movement all that stuff definitely affected his career as an athlete, which is kind of disappointing to see.
Well, and shame on San Francisco for getting rid of him, you know? They should have stuck with him.
I know, they don't get enough shit for that.
No, it's outrageous to me, really. And unfortunately, nothing's really changed.
Yeah, I mean, he's still not playing.
No, well, and nothing's really changed with the social thing either, what I mean?
But no, it was outrageous at the time, and it continues to be.
Well, speaking of athletes who have possibly ruined their legacy, maybe not ruined, but just don't have the best reputation at the moment.
Novak
Djokovic.
Novak Djokovic.
Has been in the news recently. Oh, I'll say it again. For his anti-vax views, Novak says he's really not anti-vax, but he's against vaccines.
Well, I think someone needs to pass old mate a dictionary.
I'm glad he's pointed out now, because it makes everything so clear now.
What, that he's stupid?
Yeah, but some of the... You were reading out some of the replies, which I thought were great.
Yeah, like, that logic doesn't make sense. I do like how people have sort of, like, made fun of that logic. Ryanair replied, which is an airline. Ryanair replied, "We're not an airline, but we do fly planes."
Brilliant. Yeah, I never knew that. I never knew that.
That's incredible. Fantastic.
I think he's just trying to backtrack. You should really just shut up, mate. Do you know what I mean? Just shut up. Get on with it. Well, you won't be able to get on with it now.
But
yeah, no, if you can do it, just keep quiet and fade into the background.
Listen, we've all got opinions, and, you know, you have to respect some people, even though you might not want to, but that is their opinion. But keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
If you're in that position to influence people, don't. That's just don't.
It's interesting to see how this impacts the sport. Novak claims that hard to take the claim that he's not anti-vax seriously when he also says he's willing to sacrifice his career to not get the vaccine. He sacrificed to not win any more titles, not win trophies, not make competitions. Like, how does that? How do you guys? How do you think that affects the sport?
I think it just makes him look a complete and utter twat, to be honest with you. This is the politics and sport thing going on again, you know. You can't separate them anymore.
I mean, yeah, but at the end of the day, this is a thing that we're dealing with. It's going to be a fixture for athletes. It's going to be something that athletes just do have to deal with. If they don't, then yes, they are sacrificing their career. That's on them.
Exactly.
You're not going to get any pity for it. I don't know what he's trying to do.
I think a lot of them are going, look, you know, I get tested like every day and I'm fine, so why should I take this?
Yeah.
And
that's not the point.
That is their argument. But when you're when you influence people, just shut up. Just fucking move on then, right?
Yeah.
Heated conversation. It's a heated viewpoint. Yeah. Anyway.
Also that just going back to Winter Olympics again, that Russian or the Republic.
I was just about to bring Russian up the Russian
Olympic
skater.
Committee thing. Now, she is like 15 or something. So she obviously hasn't taken those drugs or that supplement or whatever it is on her own. She's been given it.
Yeah.
So straight away, Russians haven't learned anything from their ban, allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's allowed to perform again. Is that right?
Yeah.
She actually won, but she was in tears after her performance due to the amount of pressure. That's a lot of pressure.
I mean, listen, I feel sorry for her, and I'm not having a pop at her.
Feel bad for her. It's just okay. So it was like heart medication. But it does have performance-enhancing properties. It's proven to
be able to... Yeah, it helps with your blood flow and all that sort of stuff.
Enhance endurance. And, okay, covered under the exemption, but, like, everything I saw about it just took my mind back to Sha'Carri Richardson from the Tokyo Olympics, the US sprinter, who tested positive for cannabis and then got banned. Cannabis, not a performance-enhancing drug.
That's the thing to me, really. It's just that should be wiped off of that because it's not enhanced performance. It was that swimmer, Mark Phelps, or whatever his name was, the Australian.
Michael? Oh, no, Mark Phelps.
He won all them medals or whatever it was, and he came out. He was like the poster boy for weed.
Yeah.
And it was like, really, this should show you it's not a bad thing, but we're moving away from subjects.
It just felt like, I mean, with Sha'Carri Richardson, you know, I think she was, like, smoking because of, like, anxiety. Her mother had just passed. Like, she had a lot of fucking shit going on and gets banned from the Tokyo Olympics. And so it just, I'm not putting anything on this girl because, I mean, she's a 15-year-old girl.
Yeah.
It's her.
No,
I feel sorry for her.
She would have just been told to do it.
Yeah, no, totally.
So I think it's disgusting, really. It's just like, wow.
But it just does, I don't know, it just does make me question things and something.
You've either got to get to the point, and I've said this before, where you go, you know what, take whatever you want.
Yeah.
And if at the end of it you explode, brilliant, it's good TV. So you can't stop it. Can you stop it? I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
If it's in supplements you're taking, I mean, can you?
I think it's okay. I'm not going to pass comment on, like, how I feel about her getting an exemption because the medication she was taking was, like, medical. She wasn't taking it for its allegedly wasn't taking it for her
chest pains and stuff like that.
She had a medical reason for taking it.
Oh, but do you know what? I didn't realise that.
No. She was taking it for medical reasons, and one of the side effects is the endurance thing. But I think the only reason why it bothers me is because so recently, like last year, we had the whole Sha'Carri Richardson thing, and having an athlete unable to compete.
Well, actually, both of those are right when you think about it.
Because of a non-performance enhancing substance.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Right.
But, you know.
Anything else?
I kind of want to highlight the My new favourite event in the Winter Olympics, which is the biathlon.
Oh, yeah.
Rob's shaking his head again because he thinks it's ridiculous. I think it's
sick. You think it's ridiculous?
Well, it's like, it must have started, right? Some bloke in Norway or something went for a long skate and then shot something and thought that would be a really good idea for a sport.
Yeah,
it's like it's what you do every day, isn't it, if you live in them sort of conditions? I don't know. It just seems a bit mad to me.
What, go for a skate and shoot things?
Do I need to say any more? I mean, that's pretty much what it is. The sport, the sport's rooted in traditions of Scandinavia, right? Early inhabitants revered the Norse god, Ull, I think, if I'm pronouncing that correct, both the ski god and the hunting god. Ull's goddess wife, Skadi, was also celebrated as a hunter skier. The combined skills of skiing and rifle marksmanship were first developed by the region's militaries. So this was basically a Norwegian military exercise.
Well, they just shoot a target or something running about, like sheep or something. That might be... No, it's probably horrible, isn't it? Sorry.
Well, it was a military exercise, right?
Okay.
So, you know, skiing warfare, I guess you could say it was. And it kind of just turned into a sport. It is an insane sport. Watching the highlights of it from the Winter Olympics... you go from intense skiing to you stop all of a sudden and you're just knocking off targets with extreme accuracy. So the whole idea is that to keep that accuracy on point while you are with a high heart rate, that's obviously quite hard to do.
I'll get that. Sometimes I'm just down on stuff for no apparent reason because I like to be different.
It's an amazing sport. I definitely recommend everyone check it out. We did have a Kiwi in the biathlon.
No, that's right. One geezer did it live or something.
I did it right. I don't think he... obviously not up there.
I don't think he did too well.
But compared to someone from Norway...
Where would you practice that here?
Probably Queenstown, I imagine.
Skate shooting. Yeah, keep your eyes peeled in Queenstown.
Yeah.
There's no guy on skates coming up with a rifle behind you.
Surprisingly enough, the Americans, aren't they great at it? I thought they'd be great at that.
Why, because of the whole gun thing?
They use machine guns and stuff. Or rocket launches or something.
Yeah, another sport, which is part of the Winter Olympics, but I saw this bit on SportsCenter about ice hockey. Ice hockey... a big part of the Winter Olympics.
Boxing on skates.
That's legit what it is. But I saw an NHL game, I think it was between the Mighty Ducks and the Blackhawks, Chicago Blackhawks. These two were just fighting, and everyone was just...
It's so scrappy.
Yeah, but I didn't realise that...
It's like handbags at dawn fighting. It's not proper, maybe you should...
But then it's the juxtaposition of so many different things, these massive guys and their huge suits and these tiny little girls, and then the graceful gliding around the ice and then slamming people's faces into glass.
These two
awesome.
Geezers are twatting each other. And the umpires were, they're just standing there watching them. It's why are you there, mate? Just stop it.
No, to put them in the naughty corner when it gets a bit too much.
Yeah, but it's this.
What gets
I don't think
too
they
much
do.
When there's claret everywhere? I just don't get it.
I think so. Okay.
They stop the entire this whole game of hockey just to watch two blokes punch each other in the face.
That's
and crazy. And the umpires are there for it. They're get into it.
I mean, it's part of it's one of those sports where that's in the spirit of it, you know.
It's in the rule set. It's actually in the rule set.
Yeah. I mean, do you like that?
Yes.
Shut me down. Okay, yeah, and I like it as well.
It's great.
I don't dislike it. It just seems like total chaos to me.
I love it. I love that about it though.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm just gonna move my chair a little bit away.
I thought it was really it was entertaining.
It's
for
entertaining.
Sure. And plus,
and it's fun. They're padded up. They're fine. They've got
helmets.
They don't
like kangaroo boxing, innit?
Yeah,
I mean?
they're very padded.
Yeah.
Well, look,
big helmets.
The sad part.
Oh, I don't know about that.
The sad part about the sport is that.
Can't believe I just said that. I'm so fucking up. So sorry about that.
That was really funny. That was good.
Oh, fuck.
That was very quick, Rob.
Yeah, sorry.
It took me.
I thought I might have got away with that. Do you know sometimes you start saying something and you just can't fucking stop? That was one of them moments.
Literally me all the time.
I was going to go into something sad about the sport, but I can't.
Well, all of it's fucking sad, really. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Look, on a more serious note, I was reading the reply, like the comments on the video, and a lot of people were pointing out that it's usually white players who get away with fighting a lot more. Black players, not that much. They usually get labelled as thugs.
Is it a predominantly white?
Yeah, because I was just about to say, are there many that many black ice hockey players?
I'm not sure. I don't
just because of like the demographics of where it's played,
yeah.
Because it's in like northern America cold and Canada.
Bits. Yeah, freezing cold bits.
Yeah, it's really sad to see. Look, a lot of people pointed out in the comments that black players do get worse.
When you get old, you just say things without realizing it. Do you know what I mean?
Rob, you're fine. Rob, we're talking about racism.
Sorry.
Yeah. We've had to edit the last few minutes out because Rob can't stop.
It's real shit when you laugh at your own jokes. That's just so pathetic. Right, hang on. Smart.
It was a good joke.
It was a great joke.
I feel like outside of the context of the podcast, it might go over a lot of listeners' heads, though. Do we want to explain the joke?
No.
We'll just leave it. Yeah, back to where we were. Racism. Inside the sport of ice hockey. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, it sucks. It really sucks.
I mean, yeah, that's, it's not super similar, but that's another thing that kind of got me thinking when Eminem took a knee at the Super Bowl, because Eminem was the only white performer at the halftime show, and I was like, fuck. I feel like the response could have been quite a bit more hearty if any of the other performers had done instead of Eminem.
I would imagine like the right wing people would have gone absolutely bonkers.
Yeah, and like that's another reason why I kind of like respected Eminem for doing it. Because he knew that out of all the people there, he was the one in the best position to do it. Sure, you know what I mean? And so that definitely got me thinking. I mean, it's just fucking ridiculous. And that's another thing that we're seeing in sports across the board. It happens. I mean, again, like what we were talking before with the whole drugs thing, Shikari Richardson, a black sprinter. Yeah. I don't know. I hate being presumptuous about making calls like this, but at the end of the day, it needs to be talked about because it's very apparent and we're seeing it a lot.
It should be normalized to discuss injustices and like this in sports, because like it affects a lot of demographics in wanting to pursue and a career in a sport. It's like Rob and I were talking about this, have actually talked about this for the last few weeks. People who minorities which come from poorer backgrounds or rougher backgrounds do well in the sport and pursue great careers in the sport, they always highlight and they tend to always give back to the communities where they came from, and it is criminal for an organization or a $1 million sports company, promotion, whatever you want to call it, to demonize players who stick up for things.
Well,
like this.
Only have to look at. I remember once it was like real top basketball player. What was his name?
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan. And someone said, "Oh, look, you know, a black man earning that sort of money," and they said, "Yeah, but a white man's paying his wages," and that's what you're dealing with. You've got all these owners of like the NFL and all these, most of the clubs are these real old white right wing people.
Exactly, and that's, I mean,
allegedly. You know,
it's a huge thing in every sport, but I think it speaks quite prominently.
That's easy for you to say.
Shut up. it feels quite prominent in the NBA and basketball because a majority of the top players are black athletes. Yeah. We're playing for this extremely, extremely white organization, which has so much money, an insane amount of money circling through. And so I think it's an issue in every in across the board in sports, obviously, but like, you know.
Oh, it's always ruined its ugly head in
it's
football.
Always,
when England lost the European Championships with a penalty shootout, I never watched it because as soon as it came to penalties, I switched the telly off because I knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
And I went off grid for a day. And when I came, when I got back onto it again and I saw the response that the black players got that missed penalties, just I don't think I've ever been so ashamed of being an English football supporter.
Yeah.
It was just, it was horrible.
It's shocking.
And it rears its ugly head all the time. And I think it's so ingrained that really I wish it would stop, but I can't see it.
Because, I mean, it comes out so heavily in these sports, but, like, it speaks to such a wider issue. And I think it's that, like, because, I mean, we definitely touched on this last week when we were talking about trash talking sports as a place where people feel comfortable kind of saying shit like that, you know what I mean? They think it's an arena where they're gonna get away with it, but check your prejudice, you know what I mean? It's so, because it's so glaringly obvious to people like us who are looking at it.
Yeah.
But I just, that's the other thing that baffles me, is that like I look at it and I can't sort of wrap my head around how people think that they can get away with being so transparently racist.
Yeah. Well,
but that's because we're dealing with very racist organisations. Like, it's from the top down.
Yeah, because they don't care. They, in actual fact, I think they quite like that divide almost in a way. Because everything is them and us. Everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Right.
Yeah, and possibly in the next few weeks, it would be cool to sort of go into like untold glories of black athletes who never really got the shine. I was talking to Rob about this, not was it last week or the week before? There was a lot of African American fighters who never really got their fish, like they never really got the recognition they deserved for being the best because of the era that they were playing in, which was around, I know there was a bunch in the 1910s and then there was a bunch in the 1940s, 20s, 30s. And that's not just fighting, actually. That's a lot of American sports, as well as sports all around the world. So over the next few weeks, it would be cool to dive into that. We're moving on to Dick of the Week, or Rob likes to say Richard of the Week, but if you're a listener called Richard, I'm so sorry.
No, I'm not.
Anika has a Dick of the Week this week.
Yes, I do have our Dick of the Week this week. This week, our Dick of the Week is Mark Todd, technically Sir Mark Todd, but I will not be calling him Sir.
The equestrian chappy that likes a bit of a bump every now and again.
That's the one. So he's been called out by Peter. He's New Zealand Olympian. He's won quite a bit of shit, but that is all irrelevant because a video has come out of him abusing a horse. He was caught striking the horse up to 10 times as it hesitated to cross a water obstacle. And you know what? I'm not really for equestrian sports in general. No, I mean, I wouldn't even say not really for. I'm not for it in general. I don't like it. But this, like, it just makes me fucking sick.
Oh, it's horrible,
it's
isn't it?
So horrible. Like, I don't know. I just, you know, you've done this, and he's like an old guy as well. He's done this for most of his life. He's gotten knighthood because of it. He's gotten so far. And to see him have like that much disrespect for
you got to think what else
is
it,
that got him.
What else has he done to horses? I mean, he got caught out there.
He got caught out there, but that's because someone was recording. What was happening back in the day when he was like winning all his shit and stuff, and oh god, it makes you ill. And so you know, Peter has been sort of campaigning for the elimination of equestrian events for like a while from the Olympics. But yeah, and I mean, they're saying that he must face the fullest extent of the law, have his knighthood revoked, and be expelled from New Zealand Sports Hall
and from
of Fame.
And from New Zealand, really. Just go away.
Yeah. Like,
twat.
That's animal abuse. There's no excuse for it. It's fucking disgusting that he would do that, especially because, like, you sort of, I mean, yeah, as I said before, not about equestrian sports. But, I mean, you would think that at least these sportsmen would have, like, a respectful, caring relationship.
You'd have a love for...
You would have to. Like, I mean, in my head, that's the only thing that makes sense. Is like, you'd form a bond with these animals. You'd have a love for these animals. Yeah. And so I think the thing that just, like, makes me so sad is this just shows that he doesn't.
And doesn't give a toss, does he?
Yeah. He's just using them, and it's fucking sad. And I mean...
Good call. I mean, I've heard in his younger days, he started getting a water polo and four of his horses drowned.
Oh, my God.
That was
a bit of a joke there, because water polo, they don't use horses.
I was just...
Yeah. Oh, fucking double black. You just got me good. Right, I'm not saying anything for the rest of the podcast now.
Yeah, I'm not talking to you for the rest of the podcast now. No, I'm kidding. You did get me, because I was, in my head, I was like, wait, is there another version of polo that's played in the water?
He was telling me about that last week, and I'm pretty sure I was like, really? But, hey, look, his actions have highlighted systemic problems within equine sports, as I've actually have the stuff article pulled up. Here, interestingly enough, I did do a bit for the news this morning.
Oh, yeah.
He was not charged for his actions. He should
have been. That's disgusting. Why wasn't he charged? That's awful. That's fucking...
Yeah, why wasn't he charged?
Well, under Scottish law, he couldn't be. The video was around 2 years old, so he couldn't be charged. The SPCA, I'm pretty sure, have called for his knighthood to be revoked.
And I do want to see his removal from the New Zealand Sports Hall of Fame.
Oh, so it was in Scotland, it weren't over here?
Yeah, it was in Scotland.
It has brought up talks of international guidelines around whips being used in training. Now, whips cannot be longer than 1.2 metres when riding on the flat. Non-weighted whips up to 75 centimetres are allowed while horses are jumping obstacles. The use of whips is also sanctioned in thoroughbred and harness racing.
Oh, you're talking about horse racing now.
Mm. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, even dressage is, I mean, fucked. I saw a comparison that actually I think is very applicable, and it was like, you know, collectively as society, we all look at circuses and the use of circus animals as being, like, fucking awful and disgusting. How similar is that to dressage?
And also you've got greyhound racing, which is coming under the spotlight all the time. It's just like inhumane, some of the stuff that happens there.
And greyhounds, I remember the family I used to nanny for, they adopted a greyhound from the racing stable, who had been bred for racing. Oh, just the loveliest, sweetest dog I've ever met. Beautiful dog. Yeah. Like, oh, it was amazing. But... it's so sad.
That industry takes a toll on those animals. I did a story for The Wire last week, week before maybe, on protesters at the Taranaki Cup.
Yeah.
They were protesting a lot of the racing, the holding of the cup in general, because of the treatment of the horses. I think it was around, the injuries sustained by the horses have meant obviously they have to be put down, but there's a lot of undocumented deaths of horses around in the thousands that don't get documented, they don't get talked about. So, yeah, it definitely needs to be highlighted when it comes to equine sports.
In terms of racing, every week an average of 24 horses experience fatal breakdowns at racetracks.
Yeah.
And this is just in the States. So.
Yeah, anything to do with animals, especially, I know this is going off subject a little bit, but when they give animals medals in wars for what they did, they didn't volunteer to go there.
Yeah.
Like a horse or a pigeon. I mean, a pigeon's got like a medal before just doing what it does.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know, just like leave them alone.
I know. Really? And it's like, I think like shit like that and tries to romanticize something that really shouldn't be romanticized.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. Like, God, you go fucking run a race and I'll whip you.
Some people might pay for that. Horse. Some people might pay for that. Maybe we should have that instead. Maybe people should dress up as pantomime horses. Maybe we could start off here.
And it's just, I think, the industry around it as well. Like, how are we putting these animals? Like, horses, they live on plains. They're like community, not community, but they're social animals who are built to roam around on the plains. They're not built for this.
Actually involved with horse racing industry over here for a little while.
Oh, yeah?
And when you look at what the animals are fed, it's just like almost like they're given the equivalent food of Charlie to make them run fast and
really?
All this, that and the other. And they're so an ordinary horse is all right. You can get a thoroughbred that sees a plastic bag 2 miles away and it will freak out. Because they're like the royal family. They're so into bread, they're all a bit loopy. Do you know what I mean?
That's so sad. What were you doing for the horse racing?
I was working at a stables for a trainer for a little while.
So you saw it quite
Yeah,
close,
I saw it quite, and I did see a horse around the track one day, just died.
Oh.
And they were doing track work, and its heart just gave out, and it was gone. And it was so horrible because a tractor turned up and just dragged it away. It was just horrible.
So
it's all about it's all money. That's
and
all
I
it
mean,
is.
That's the thing, and I feel like the horse racing industry, in particular, is one industry that has worked so hard to make it this glamorous event.
Oh, when you see adverts on the TV for the TAB, and you all these people,
in your hats and in your dresses, with your champagne, and it's there's just the filthiest.
That's the social aspect of the sport.
Yeah.
But that's.
But I think it's. I think the industry has worked quite hard to market itself that way, people forget about what it actually is,
and that is essentially
animal abuse. I mean, it is animal abuse.
Do you think that people get too caught up in the social aspect and
absolutely
going out riding rather than a sport?
I mean, at the
end
of the day, people are...
Don't care.
Well, they don't care, and they're always, the sad fact of it is, we all care. We all think it's fucked, but a lot of people don't want to care. And so they don't want to be confronted with it. And so they're just... the industry just shoves distractions in their faces, makes things look all pretty and nice, but it's fucked.
Mind you, I've seen some of these things when they have these big race meetings here, and then at the end of it, you see all these people dressed up, just so wankered, falling about all over the place and being sick and all that. And you think, really, is this what all this is about?
Yeah.
And that it is, I suppose.
It is what all that is about.
Mm. Yeah.
So, good dick of the... Oh, no, you can... That was a good choice.
Good dick of the week.
Good dick of the week.
You can say it.
Yeah, okay, that was the best dick of the week we've ever had.
And our three things. But I think it's fucked, and I think
he
can get fucked.
All right, fixtures. What's coming up? What's coming up in the future?
I will say for me, there's lots of football coming up, but as I said at the beginning of this, I'm not talking about it, and there's cricket coming up. I will talk about I'll be better next week. I know Tottenham are going to lose this weekend. I'm prepared for that. I'm prepared for it. When we played them in our first game, we played the first game of the season, and I actually said on my sports thing on Saturdays, I said, we are playing a sleeping giant in Man City. I said, the only way, if you're going to fight, you're going to have a fight with someone that's going to beat you up. The only way you're going to beat them is if you go around their house, and when they wake up, you just jump on them and just do everything you can to them. And mug them, basically. That's what we did to them in the first game. I think they're going to absolutely smash us. So that's all I want to talk about. I'm not going to talk about nothing else there.
Yeah, we're coming to the tail end of the Winter Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
So next week we may not cover too much Olympic activity because it will have finished.
Unless anything amazing happens.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at the calendar now. There's not too many... major sporting events, but I guess that's good for us because it means that we can start focusing on events which don't get as much coverage, which are still going on in the world of sport, as well as some other topics which we think some light should be shit on. There's a lot we haven't talked about yet.
I think we do have a lot that we've banged up.
I am going to just a bit of spoiler. I'm going to be talking about pillowcase fighting next week, which is the newest sport in America.
We've also got weird sports teams names, yeah. Names for sports teams. Yeah. We've got a lot lined up for next week.
But yeah, I mean, for now, I guess just keep your eye on the tail end of those Olympic Games. We've got Ben Barclay just qualified today. Yep. I think earlier today. He just free ski qualified for the finals. He came seventh in the free ski, but you never know. Might be able to pull something.
I'll tell you what, even like seventh in the world. Do you know what I mean? That's
all pretty. That's still something. Well, that was the qualifier, so we'll see what happens.
Okay. I was trying to big him up a bit.
Nah. He's another 20-year-old. Start of his career. Great achievement to even make it to the finals. So we'll see how he goes.
It's awesome to see.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to watch that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah. So tune in. I guess tune in next week.
Yeah.
Yep. See ya.
Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.